Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning. My name is John Church. I'm pastor at Katy Park Baptist Church. I'm glad you joined me this morning on Go the Distance. Well, I hope you're enjoying the beginning of a new year, and we've been talking about losing some weight. No, not necessarily physically, although that might be helpful. I know it would be for me. However, I really want to talk about losing some weight in our life that slows us down, weight that keeps us growing with God. And we've talked a lot about losing some weight, like the weight of unforgiveness or of doubt or the weight of complacency. Today, I want to look at losing the weight of fear. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. And we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith." Excuse me. Today, we're going to be talking about fear. I think fear can weigh us down day in, day out. We can carry that with us. It's like carrying a heavy sack behind our back. We can carry it into work, into church, carry it into relationships. And even probably the worst place we can carry it is when we're alone. And maybe it's a fear of disease or a fear of someone who's close to death, a fear of a child that's going astray. Maybe you have some financial fears, a fear of spiritual insecurities, or a broken marriage. Now, the question is, do those things give us a real reason for fear? And the answer is yes, they do. But I want you to know that Jesus talks a lot about fear and worry, because that really adds a lot into this. Let me read from chapter 6 of Matthew, verse 25. It says, "That is why I tell you, do not worry about everyday life, whether you will have enough food or drink, or about clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food, and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant, they don't harvest, or store food in barns. Your heavenly Father feeds them, and aren't they far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?" This is Jesus' talk on worry, and you, after hearing that, you may think, "Well, thanks a lot, Jesus. Don't worry," he says. "Don't worry. You know, this is the don't worry sermon. Don't worry about my sick child, or, you know, this is how's that pep talk going for paying my bills, or my marriage is kind of in the toilet, and you say don't worry. Thanks a lot." But Jesus wasn't being flippant here. He knew exactly what he was talking about. And of course, he was really talking about having dependency on God. But there are real fears. I mean, we can go back in the book in the Old Testament and see that Israel, when they were coming out of Egypt and they were kind of between the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army, do you think the Israelites had a real reason for fear? Yes, they did. They had a real reason for fear. Was God paying attention? Yes, he was. There's a story in the Old Testament about Elisha, and Elisha and his servant were surrounded by the armies of Aram. in 2 Kings chapter 6, and we see that they were surrounded. Now, Elisha's not worried, but the servant is. And there was a real reason for fear. Yes, there was. Was God paying attention? Yes. Did God show up? Yes, he did. See, do we have a real reason for fear? The answer is yes. So I don't mean to slight struggles. Some of you hearing this may be facing things that are really terrible. And when I talk about losing the weight of fear, I might sound a little simple. But where will we live, I guess, is the question. Will we live in the world of fear, looking only at the enemy, or will we live in the world of faith, looking at God? Will we wallow in worry, or will we trust God, who says, don't be afraid? See, I know life can be scary. Fear and worry are great weights that can take us, with us day in and day out. And it's no different for Christians. Our situations don't just disappear because we know Jesus. In fact, sometimes we can actually add more difficulties when we accept and begin to follow Jesus. But at life's darkest and most fearful times, we can simply slip our hand back, and Jesus is there. He's looking down on you saying, don't be afraid. Open your eyes to see what I can do. I like what F.B. Meyer says. Unbelief puts our circumstances between us and God, and faith puts God between us and our circumstances. When we live in a world where many people allow themselves to be limited by their fears of hurt or disappointment or criticism, you know, we also live in this post 9/11 world where a lot of people restrict their movements because of they're afraid of attacks or disasters or different things. David, however, we look in the Bible, praise God, and he experienced release from his fears. See, we need to praise God in all situations. Don't wait until you feel afraid to practice preventative medicine by praising God in all situations. David teaches us about this. Even in the valleys of fear and discouragement, he says we need to give praise to God, praise him for his attributes. And I think we're lifted above our fears when we do so. Listen to what Psalm 34:1 says. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. Praise helps us gain a new perspective. Praise of God begins to see he has lordship over all aspects of life. He's sovereign. He's omnipotent. He's greater than any problem. And when we're focused on Jesus as the one who overcomes the world, then we're giving an increased sense of empowerment or enablement, maybe even courage. And Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Praise God for his resurrection power that he can give to us to go through the difficulties of life. He says, cast all your anxiety on the Lord. He'll sustain you. He'll never let you down. Sometimes the Lord calms the storm. Sometimes he lets the storm rage and he calms his child. And so sometimes we just need to praise him no matter what the circumstance. We also need to seek the Lord as a solution for our fears. In Psalm 34:4, he says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Allow the Lord to deliver you from your fears. If you're seeking to have a better year this year, you can lose the weight of fear by allowing God to deliver you from that. Seek him as your solution. Whenever we feel afraid, trust him to provide whatever you need. He makes us adequate with his adequacy. He provides us with courage when we're feeling timid. He gives us confidence to speak wisdom on when we're really unsure. He helps us to face obstacles. We do this because he gives us the power. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. If you want to have a great year this year, lose some weight. Lose some weight, and one of those weights is fear. And if we look at this, I believe God will show you how to do that. Begin praying and seeking him. Thank you for joining us today on Go the Distance. My name is John Church, pastor at Katy Park Baptist Church. I hope your day is blessed.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.